哦，对哦。那
我们要分。
嗨，今天是星期一，刚下课读了很多书，晚上傍晚来这边可以聊天。哦，你知道吗？我在德国读书的时候，有一个常常跟同学固定讨论功课、讨论哲学啊，我们叫 Stammtisch。哎，你们美国人是不是也有这种？
Yeah, so today's Monday, and it's good to see you. We talked about having a regular conversation together, and you said just now in German there's a special word, Stammtisch, that means regular table.
对.
And it's when you guys get together at the same place and the same time
对.
and talk about things.Could be anything, right? But it could be philosophy.
什么都可以谈，但是当然就是讨论功课，不只是学校老师指定的功课，就是自己正在想的功课。
Right.
然后跟外国同学，你可以学习到很多，有常常都是一对一的 Stammtisch, regular table, 固定的一个场所，常常都是咖啡厅，固定的时间。然后就去，然后问同学很多的问题，然后他也会很有耐心的跟你讨论。
That sounds like a great word. I wish we had a word like that in English.
哦，英文没有这样子的吗？
Well, we don't have the word, but I remember getting together a lot of times with my friends, maybe on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon. We would drink coffee or drink beer, and we would also talk about the things we were thinking about, the things that were on our mind.
Oh.
So it sounds like a...perfect word for the what we want to do here.
对对，但英文也过去也有这样子的说法吧。
Well, we've had other similar words like symposium, which goes all the way back to the Greeks, you know, with Plato and Aristotle, where they would have a drinking party.
想念。
But it also involved conversation, and Plato even has a dialogue called the symposium, which is a philosophical conversation.But in contemporary times, we also have words like salon, right,
salon,
coming from the French, right? Mm-hmm. Which means people getting together to talk about culture.
Oh, 讨论一些文学、艺术、哲学。
So, I guess we have something similar, but it always seems to come from another language.
对，英文也有讲说，饼干桶。
Yeah, there's the idea of the cracker barrel, which is just people getting around to talk. And this comes from, I think, the 19th century, where people would use a big barrel as a table in the country store. Everybody had to go to the country store, so they would get together and talk around that.
大概19世纪的时候可能还有，但是现在人大家都是像我们这样在可能小酒馆啊，咖啡厅。
Right.
哎，我们想要把我们的交谈交换录下来分享给听众朋友，因为刚好现在是疫情的期间，这个 COVID 新冠肺炎病毒，大家大部分尽量待在家里比较安全，可以保护自己也可以保护别人，这是我们可以对社会目前做的最有贡献的事情之一。那所以我们可以透过空中来把 Stammtisch 把这个 Cracker Barrel 分享给大家。那可是我们这个分享要叫什么名字比较好？
Yeah, I think this is a great idea that we can get together in the time. Now that there's the COVID-19, the pandemic is going on and people
right,
have to stay home and they're spending a lot of time together and I think they feel a little bit afraid, right, of what's going to happen. And they're also thinking, I think, more about some profound ideas.And the meaning of life and stuff on. So maybe since you're a philosopher and I'm a philosopher and we like to get out and drink beer together, maybe this is a perfect chance to...
最主要在 Stammtisch, 然后大家想要围着一个桶子固定的一个时间，而且是比较接近的时间，不是隔太久，每个礼拜。
Yeah.
固定的时间，比如周末，或者像我们礼拜一的晚上。这个其实是因为我们想要弄清楚一些我们感到有趣的或者是疑问的，然后可以跟自己聊，自己想过之后还可以跟一个好朋友，或者是可能知识角度不一样的人来讨论，所以就是可以 把一些东西弄清楚，这个名称我们要怎么讲比较好？
Well, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, yeah, it's a stump dish, is that the right word?
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning we're getting together at the Odeon Cafe.
对, Odeon.
Odeon Cafe, every Monday evening. And we're trying to get things clear in our minds through philosophy. I think a lot of people think of philosophy as complicated and hard to understand.But one of the virtues of philosophy is that we try to make things clearer. So we can...
所以哲学不是那么的复杂，那么的困难，那么的拗口，对不对？所以我们想要 clearing.
Clear, so I was thinking that if we try to make things clear, we can call it clearing the air, which is kind of a phrase in English. We try to make things clear that were confusing before.
对。
And...If we meet once a week, maybe we can choose a particular topic, or a particular concept, and we can use that to clarify maybe some things that are on our mind.
对，而且clearing the air 也很难翻成中文。好，我们就用这个名称，但是还要想一个中文的哲学十分钟。
Yeah, if we just,
因为我们希望少少的时间，十分钟。
Yeah.Yeah, if we make, we don't want to make it too long so that people have busy lives. And if we focus on one particular topic, we can maybe just talk for 10 minutes or so. So if in Chinese we call it 就是十分钟, that would be a good way to sort of sum up what we're doing.
对，那就期待我们下一集，我们要怎么样来
clearing the air. Yeah.
十分钟哲学，让你一整天都很轻松。
Yeah, right? Sounds perfect.
太好了。
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
We'll
see you next time.
Next time.
下一次的 stump dish 和 cracker barrel.
Right.
饼干桶。
Right.
啊，我喜欢饼干桶这个字，这太可爱了。
Yeah, it's a good word.
对，我们可以围着一个大的桌子，或是一个饼干的桶子，很大的桶子。即使是站着也没关系，我们就可以继续的聊天、
right.
讨论我们想要讨论的问题、让哲学帮助我们可以思考得更清楚。对，像我教的是法律系的学生也没有关系、
right.
哲学系的学生也是一样
right.
对
right. And so I think we can use this time to clarify a few things, get things off our chest, and hopefully other people will appreciate some of the things we have to say.
See, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
See you next week.
See you next week.